there are over 75 million monthly Tubi viewers. That's more people than there are golden retrievers. Which means Tubi is more popular than using meat-flavored toothpaste. More popular than never figuring out what W-A-L-K spells. More popular than kicking your leg when a human rubs your belly just right. Tubi, it's more popular than golden retrievers. See you in there.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit, credit to the people.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Meet Gail. Her thing is being a supermom. And supermom has a lot on her supersized plate.
Ain't that the truth?
But at Walmart Pharmacy, supermom recently got her whole family updated on all their vaccines.
We knocked it out during a grocery run. No appointment.
That's next level supermom. From pneumonia to shingles, HPV, and more, get no-cost vaccinations from an expert pharmacist where you already shop. Welcome to an easier pharmacy. Welcome to your Walmart. $0 copay with most insurances. State age and health restrictions may apply.
It's Thursday, December 5th, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. Apparent leadership changes at Google, the AI Arms Index, business lessons from the Amish, and census cybersecurity news. This is the Business of Tech. Google founders Sergey Brin and Larry Page have written a blog post declaring their departure from Google and Alphabet as CEOs and president. The post continues to outline that Sundar Pichai is now CEO of Google and its holding company, Alphabet. Why do we care? Well, let's analyze this first. The two remain on Google's board and are not selling their founder's stock, and so they still have actual ultimate control over the company. By many reports, they've not been involved in the company since the transition of Alphabet in 2015 and 2016. The company recently has had investigations into a history of inappropriate relationships between the mostly male C-suite and subordinates, and they've also had significant unrest of workers, not to mention antitrust investigations. Remember the employees fired last week? They have filed a formal charge with the National Labor Relations Board. Brin and Page are incredibly powerful and unaccountable for their actions. They've just declared a departure without any actual change and appear to just be leaving a mess for others to mop up while they disappear, maintaining their stock and control. This is, for a lack of better word, bullshit. A new index has been released tracking the artificial intelligence arms race. The Global AI Index, created by Tortoise Intelligence, ranks 54 countries based on their AI capabilities, looking at 150 indicators of performance, including research, coding platforms, investment, and government spending. Some key findings? The U.S. is the leader in AI development, scoring twice as much as second-place China. Research, talent, and private funding were significant contributors. But before celebrations begin, China is growing faster and is predicted to overtake the U.S. in just 5 to 10 years. The U.K. ranks third, with a top five rounded out by Canada and Germany. Why do we care? Some believe that establishing dominance will be exponential, as those who accelerate will do so at a much more significant rate, and that there are levels of advancement that, once achieved, will allow those countries to surge and be unbeatable. This area will move particularly quickly, and in particular, the U.S. scored significantly lower on government strategy, at only 13th, while China scored number one in this position. This is not something the private sector alone can achieve, and the technology sector should be concerned about the lack of leadership. This story is more business than tech, but the stats and lessons matter. A sociologist that studies Amish communities has found that 95% of new Amish businesses are still strong after 5 years. This number is significantly higher than the traditional business market, which is about half surviving that long. What are the keys to success? Amish help their competition. The sharing of information is widely encouraged. Trade secrets are not a significant idea within the community. Additionally, they have a much more flexible view of finances, being more willing to do deals over handshakes and assist one another when needed. Community members may make loans among themselves or help with pricing to accommodate buyers who do not have the cash. Finally, the community focuses on supporting its local businesses, and friendship is valued more than the lowest price. Why do we care? Well, there are some lessons to be learned here, particularly about the investment in communities. Businesses can thrive when they deliver value, and these survival rates of startups are really worth looking at. Peer groups often focus on this idea, where the idea of information sharing is seen as a significant advantage rather than a liability. And a healthy economy is good for everyone, with or without tech. And, just so you've heard another cybersecurity story, Reuters is reporting that the U.S. Census is dealing with significant hacking threats. Besides doubling in cost for the technology implementation, the systems have been impacted by domain name service attacks, have had intruders penetrate the firewall, and have had attacks originating in Russia. The full link is in the show notes, and the story included here for awareness. Customers will have likely heard this one. The Business of Tech is brought to you by the Killing It Podcast. Episode 36 is out. This week, the guys talk about Walmart and Amazon battling it out in the drone wars, how to engage your vendors, and the contract for the web, and what it means from an opportunity perspective. Three experts, three topics, 30 minutes, and one focus on making money in IT. Catch the show on your favorite podcatcher or on MSPRadio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech, and thanks to listener Eric, who let me know about some volume issues on Monday and Tuesday's episodes. We're back in the main studio, so that should be all resolved going forward. If you like the show, share it with a friend and help us grow the audience, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Meet Gail. Her thing is being a supermom. And supermom has a lot on her super-sized plate.
Ain't that the truth?
But at Walmart Pharmacy, supermom recently got her whole family updated on all their vaccines.
We knocked it out during a grocery run. No appointment.
That's next-level supermom. From pneumonia to shingles, HPV, and more, get no-cost vaccinations from an expert pharmacist where you already shop. Welcome to an easier pharmacy. Welcome to your Walmart. $0 copay with most insurances. State age and health restrictions may apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.